Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A little heavy D. 6:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, Rob, I was driving home yesterday and Soul For Real came on.
Oh.
Heavy D. They had their two hits,
which,
and I'm like,
which
oh.
One? Which one of the two?
Every little thing you do, right? Is that what it is?
And then
you had Candy Rain.
Candy Rain was, I loved Candy Rain.
Yeah.
That is like, the lyrics to that is like so corny but cool.
Yeah, it's
corny but cool, man. It is. Birds open up the regular season this afternoon here in Rogers Center in Toronto as I'm broadcasting live from Rogers Center. Jeremy Kahn back home at the Fan Studios. Jeremy, give me one bold prediction for the Orioles this year.
All right.
It could be at the expense of someone else.
I think Jackson Holliday makes the All-Star team this year.
That is bold.
I am very bullish on him. And look, this is the number one prospect in baseball. And we even saw how it took a couple of guys. I mean, I'm going back to when he was. This is one that you look at and go, oh, this is can't miss. And then he comes out and completely misses. And everybody's like, uh-oh, what the hell? Watching what he's done, and again, I don't put too much stock in the spring training. I'm talking more about
him. Can I stop you for one second?
Can't
miss means the extent of his career, not his debut.
Yeah.
He's can't miss.
There's no question.
His debut is not whether he can't miss or not. You look at the course of his career, which when it's all said and done, this guy's going to be a phenomenal baseball player.
Yeah. I'd say this, too, like if we're sitting here looking at hot takes for the Orioles, and I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but both of us had them making a run to the World Series and losing, right? You had them losing to the Dodgers. I had them losing to the Braves. But I do think by the end of this year, this is going to be deemed a successful season. One of the things I wanted to bring up to you, Rob, is I was looking at win totals. The Yankees had dropped three games, and the Orioles had dropped three games in a lot of outlets at 86.5. Ironically, the Red Sox, a game ahead of them in projections, or at least in their in their betting lines that they have here, and the Yankees at 88.5. So you can see how tight it is there. The other thing I would say is I do think their numbers get a little bit elevated because it's the Yankees and Red Sox, and people like to bet those teams.
I think the Red Sox finish better than the Yankees. That's not my hot take.
Yeah.
My hot take, and this is based on opportunity because I can't predict opportunity, Jeremy. I think Solid J, Heston Kjerstad, outperforms Tyler O'Neill.
Okay.
I think he outperforms him this year, if given the opportunity. I think, you know, you got a left-handed bat, more right-handed pitchers. You can't let O'Neill face all the righties. You got to let this guy in the lineup. I don't know what's going to happen with him. If Gunner and Mateo come back at the same time, I don't know who the odd man out is. And odd man out may be Ramon Urias.
Yeah.
You keep that in mind. But I think if Heston Kjerstad is given an opportunity, I think he outperforms Ryan O'Neal. Now, am I saying Ryan O'Neal will be a bust? It will be unsuccessful? No. I just think Kjerstad, just like you're bullish on Jackson Holliday, I think Kjerstad is a hitter, man. I think he's a masher. And we can sit there and talk about what he can do in the outfield. And I think he's athletic enough to put the work in the outfield, not to be a hindrance for you, not to be an Achilles out there for you. But I think offensively, he can mash. He's got to be given an opportunity, and I'm hoping he's given it out. He's a left-handed hitter. So that way, if you're platooning, or at least half platooning, he has to get opportunities because they're more right-handed pitchers than left-handed pitchers. I just think, given the opportunity, this kid's going to put up some numbers this year.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so, because we've been wanting to see him get the at-bats, because there's been no question that the bat is major league ready. We just wonder about him in the field and where he plays. I don't know that we can sit here and call him a defensive sieve quite yet, because we haven't seen him out there enough.
Yeah, we haven't seen him enough.
But I mean, I think I'd lean towards him being a below average defender more than I would above average, if that makes sense. But
would you agree that in the outfield, you can become an average outfielder? Now, you can't take a below outfielder and make him a gold glover. I mean, you can, but chances are it's not going to happen. But you can take a below average outfielder and make him an average outfielder, knowing, you know, when to get your first step. It's all about judging the baseball. It's all, I mean, being a good outfielder and not being a good outfielder is all about tracking the baseball. And I think that's something that can be taught, more so than teaching them how to play the infield.
Well, I know we're going to get to a lot of these, you know, Orioles predictions coming up in the next segment or two. I'm a little bit more bullish on Tyler O'Neill than most. You know, I think the signing, and again, the key is if he stays healthy. But the fact of the matter is, even if he plays 130 games or whatever, less than that, I still think he has the ability to put up big numbers. And for people that don't know this, Tyler O'Neill is homered in 5 straight opening days. So,
well, it just ended now.
Well, hey, man, they talked about it every year after he did it twice. It's like, oh, he did it 2 years in a row. Can he do it a third? And he's kept this thing going. And again, like I said, I think we see runs in Toronto today.
As I said before, I think some people, like when you predict someone to be great compared to someone else, you're putting down the other person. No, I think Tyler O'Neill's going to put up numbers. I do. I just think Kjerstad is going to put up better numbers. If he's given the opportunity, I think he puts up better numbers.
Well, I mean, look, Tyler O'Neill to me is proven. Kjerstad still has to show it. But I'm not arguing with you that he has the ability to. I mean, that kid has power for days.
And it's all based on opportunity. Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing I can't predict in anything is opportunity. What kind of opportunity is he going to be given? I don't know that.
It's funny you talk about that. Like, we were mentioning batting lineups and the order you'd have guys hit, and is it okay to have your best hitter hitting leadoff? You mentioned opportunity, and that's kind of – it's the same thing that I look at. Like, if you're at the top of the lineup, you have more of an opportunity to get more at-bats than the other players. And so now it gives you another at-bat where you can add to your RBI total, your home run total, run score, whatever. And I think you're right. Like, if Kjerstad gets those opportunities and gets at least, you know, 350, 400 at-bats this year – I think you're seeing a guy that's going to hit you 25 to 30 bombs. And I don't want to say easily, but easily, Rob. I think, especially with these, like, we got to see.
He's going to run into
him. Well, we got to see what the Rays ballpark's going to look like, because it's a Yankees spring training facility.
It's a launching pad.
Yankees, Red Sox, both launching pads. Toronto is, I mean, the Orioles have the best pitcher's ballpark right now, and they move the fences in the AL East. So I do think we're going to see quite a bit of runs scored this year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Hey, Joe, do you have a bold prediction for the Orioles this season?
I actually think I'm going to steal one, kind of. Harold Reynolds just said that Sandy Alcantara will be an Oriole by October. That's his bold prediction. I'm not going to go with that pitcher, but I think they make a huge trade at the
deadline. Doesn't Harold Reynolds know the trade deadline is before October?
He's just saying that he'll be pitching for them. But yes,
I saw that prediction.
I'm thinking that they're going to make a big trade finally.
He's not the first person I heard that. I say that, and it's weird that that guy's name keeps getting called out, which tells me that the Marlins covet someone in particular. Do the Marlins have a first baseman or third baseman?
Marlins. Well, they have Norby now as the third baseman.
He's injured.
Who's playing first base?
It don't matter. I think Jake Berger still there? Is he? No, he went somewhere else. I think he's in Texas. I don't know who's playing first base for them.
I tend to believe. Oh man, I can't remember who's the pitching prospect that we talked about earlier in the year.
Chase McDermott, or
I think Chase McDermott and Colby Mayo gets traded.
I could see it.
I think they both get traded. I think they both get traded. Now, if that happens, that takes away one of my predictions that we'll talk about in the next segment. But if it's Alcantara, then it'll be those two.
Yeah, by the way, if that happens, I'll kiss Harold Reynolds right on the mouth.
Kiss him on the mouth if it doesn't happen.
Stop. I mean, he's a good ball player. With Kierstead, too, do you think there's any chance that we see him make any sort of transition to first base? Is there one of these outfielders that we're not talking about that ends up playing some at first base this year?
Oh, I think if you trade Mayo, if Mountcastle's not included in the trade, Mountcastle gets extended.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to see Sandy outside of Miami because that guy's arm is like, did he give up a run in spring training this year? Did he finally do that? Because he's
guilty.
Yeah, it's just nasty stuff. And with the injury to Gerrit Cole, you know the Yankees have been beating down their door about Sandy, and there's been some other teams, obviously, and we're going to see it. As soon as pitchers start to get hurt in this league, And a team that feels like they're in the pennant race, those phone calls are going to heat up because Miami's going to flat out stink this year. And they've got some really good pitching they can move.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.